4.2.
Now, I'm going to ask an obvious question. Several of the more right-wing ministers have suggested that the problem of loss of biodiversity is being over-exaggerated, while environmental scientists claim the issue is still being underestimated. Who's right?
Well, who do you think? Solving issues such as global warming and biodiversity loss will be expensive, but that's not what concerns me the most. We have to act now, not because what's happening is terribly sad, that's a given, but because it's irreversible. Once biodiversity has been lost, it's gone forever. This issue is about as serious as can be.
So what should we do, Sarah? Forgive me, I don't doubt your sincerity. It's your idealism that worries me. Are you suggesting we abandon our way of life and go back to living in huts?
No, of course not. However, drastic action is needed. Yes, I agree with that.
I think I'll step in here if I may. Although I started out as a scientist, I'm now a politician, and I like to think I'm also a pragmatist too. And I think we need to address this issue realistically.
Slowly, you mean, Lyle?
Maybe, if necessary. I totally agree with you, Sarah, that we need to develop environmentally friendly policies. The issue for me is whether we'd be sacrificing the economy in favour of wildlife.
But we can help both. In Brazil, for example, a group of farmers in the Amazon basin are currently planting an endangered species of wild cassava. As well as helping the plant, sales of the crop have also provided money for a hospital, new housing, and there's a school planned for next year. This, in turn, has given them a means to survive as they make money out of the crops. I'm totally in favour of initiatives like these.
Well, I don't know. That might work in the Amazon, but what could be done about farming in Europe? Despite being wealthy, these countries are also very heavily populated. The situation there is rather different.
That's why we've got to look at the issue globally. For me, the problem of biodiversity loss ranks alongside healthcare and defence in terms of seriousness and way above local politics. We urgently need policymakers such as yourself to get together for some joined-up thinking and make...